to make soap. They made their soap, you know, and they might use that.
I see. Are they fatty?
Well, yeah, there's fat on them, you know. If the hog's real fat, well, there's quite a bit of fat on the entrails, you know. Mm-hmm. And
I think I read someplace where they used, let's see, now the big one, the chitlins would be pretty good size.
Yeah.
4 or 5 inches, would they?
Yeah, I think so. They got to using some of those smaller ones, you know, splitting them open, you know, of those entrails and washing them, and I don't know what all they do to them, then soak them, you know, in water or something, kind of a solution. But I never did taste of them. I never did figure I'd like them, but I just never did taste it. I guess it depends on what you're used to and mm-hmm. you're growing up. Now, that's the thing mm-hmm. about it. People that have used them, well, they really like them. They really like them.
Did you ever use the lungs, eat the lungs?
Yeah, we call it lights.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we call it lights, you know. You can take, make a stew. Wife don't care anything about them, but I still like them. They're kind of spongy a little bit, you know, the lights. But you can make a stew out of that, put in some liver and the lights and some red pod pepper like we grow in the garden, you know, and dry it. We used to grow a bunch of it. I've got some hanging out there on the back porch now. When it gets red, you know, well, string it on a string and hang it up. It'll just hang there all winter, you know. If you want to put a pot of it in a pot of beans or just anything like that, you know. And you can put some of that in that stew, mm-hmm. and I like it. I really do.
Is that what some people used to call haslet or harslet?
I just don't know.
Doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. I read it's either haslet or harslet. It's like a stew, I guess, but I don't know whether it's the same thing or not.
Yeah, I just don't know. Mother used to make that, and I've got my wife a few times to take some of, we call it the lights, you know, they're there by the liver. You've seen them, you know, they're hanging there. It's big, about as big as the liver, you know, but they're a spongy deal, you know. They're soft and spongy, and but I always liked them to mix something else, to dice them up in pretty good sized hunks, and then when you cook them, why, they're a little more firm than they are when they're raw.
Did you use anything in the head? Make anything out
yeah.
of it?
Yeah, we used to. Mother used to make, what you call hog head cheese, you know. Some call it souse meat. And they'd make it out of the heads.
And that was the whole head, was it?
Well, they'd have to take a sharp knife, you know, and work out. Of course, there's a lot of that's just bone, you know. But about all the meat that they could get off of it, why, that's what they'd put into it. Mm-hmm. And now they're, in the last few years, we raised hogs, mm-hmm. and cured our own meat. Well, we'd take those heads maybe and make mince meat. You take dried fruit, different kinds, whatever you've got, you know, and get you some raisins and stuff and mix in there, you know, and grind that all up and make mincemeat pies, you know, and real good.
That's from the meat from the head?
That's the head, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's mincemeat.